בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. Today is ערב שבת, פרשת ויקל and שקלים. So, רבותיי, if you listen carefully, I just want to quickly, and then I'll tell you a nice, very, very nice, complicated mathematical חשבונות from החצית השקל. But as we are beginning the ארבע פרשיות this coming שבת, which is always a very exciting time, שקלים, זכור, פרה, חודש, it's sometimes there's a little bit of confusion about how to do, what to do on Shabbatot, especially when there's in Bate Knesset where there's no rabbinical guidance, which you know is an issue in and of itself, but as follows. Listen carefully. In general, when the Chachamim were mitaken to take out two Sifrei Torah on the Shabbatot of Arba Parashiyot, in the first one you read Parashat HaShavua, seven Aliyot. In the second one, you read the additional parasha of Arba Parashiyot. So that's fine. Now, obviously, like we always do, I love the Gabayim who get up there and sell, when they sell Mashlim in Kaddish. Yeah, that's redundant. Why is that redundant? Because every Mashlim, by definition, right? Even Ashkenazim don't call it Mashlim.
Only six people got it.
Then he's not the Mashlim. Then he's Shishim. Yeah. Oh, so Mashlim is always, by definition, with Kaddish. Now, here's the Chiddush. Maftir sometimes has Kaddish and sometimes doesn't have Kaddish. In general, most Shabbatot, most times there's Kriyat HaTorah, Maftir does not have Kaddish. Why? Because in general, it's just a repetition of Psukim that we already read, that the Gemara says, why is the Maftir reading these Psukim? Because it's not Kavod to the Torah. If a person goes up and only reads from the Navi, the Chachamim Mitaken, it's a Gemara and Megillah, it's not Kavod. So therefore they said, you know what? Instead of just jumping to the Navi, read a few Psukim from the Torah, vizah. Now, unlike when there's a special takana to read another maftir, for instance, Arba Parashiyot, on the Mo'adim, where you read the Korbanot of the Mo'ed, v'chule v'chule, over there you will have a separate Kaddish for the maftir as well. Ah, but here's the Chiddush. This is only when, for instance, let's say you're like most Bate Knesset out there and you have a minimum of two Sifrei Torah, right, which is always a good idea. So if you read it, the Parashat HaShavua and seven Aliyot, Kaddish. Then the Maftir goes up to read Parashat Shkalim from the second Sefer, Od Pam, Kaddish, Leminhag HaSfaradim. The Bet Yosef, the Bet Yosef brings down in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, in Chot Kiryat HaTorah, he brings down Chilukei Minhagim between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, but according to Minhag Sfarad, which is quoted by the Rivash, that is the original Minhag Sfarad. Before Sfaradim became Eidot HaMizrach, they were first Sfaradim. Right, which means from Spain. Okay. One time, Maran Zichron Bracha visited Spain, and he met with the king. I don't remember his name. Ferdinand, I don't remember what it was. But he met with the king, and the king asked him, why do you call, he's like, I know that there are different sects of Jews. Why do we call, you're the Rav Rashi Asfaradi, you're the, literally translated, you're the chief Spanish rabbi. Right, that's what those words mean. So he says, why do you call your people Sfaradim? Why do you call them Spanish? So he thought, Maran Zichron Bracha thought for a second. He said, I'll tell you why. He says, because the Sfaradim, their chief rabbi, the chief authority for the Sfaradim is the Rambam. Yeah, the Maimonides. So he said, Maimonides came from where? He was Spanish. He was born in Cordova in Spain. Wow. In Hebrew, you call it Afal Atzmo. The king of Spain, the Spanish king at the time, wow, he was so proud. So there, so wow. They actually made, because of that story, they made a statue of the Rambam in Cordova in Spain. So you see, Celano. Anyway, they forgot about the Inquisition and stuff, but that's a different story. Anyway, Bikitsur, Mikol Makom. So if you have a second Sefer Torah, you say the Kaddish, the Shalom on Israel.
Only the Kaddish Sefer Torah?
No, ma pitam. I said,
you're flipping in the sense of the Torah.
Tekshiv atach shan. Tekshiv, mama. Yeah. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar me'od v'ha'ikar lo likfotz. Yeah, as follows. Yeah, as follows. Now, you have some keilot, especially the fledgling ones, the little ones, the just starting off ones, they have one borrowed Sefer Torah or b'siman ha'tava. They made achnasat Sefer Torah, but they only own one. So what do? Gets a little sticky on Shabbatot v'yamim tovim when you have two different kriyot. This week, you lucked out. Why? Because it's only two parashiyot away. After Vayakir, if you need to roll back, it takes 2 seconds. You go from Vayakir to the beginning of Kitisa Zev Shalom. But in, you know, by Zachor and then by Parah, yeah, well, Ali Asher, Turach Tzibur. Yeah? That's why the Chachamim Mutakin, they have two Sfarim, Aval Beseder. Let's say you're one of those. So again, it's not Asur. You know, it's not like if you don't have a second Sefer, you can't read Parashat Shkalim Apitom. You roll it and you go back. Same thing with Zachor. They wait a few minutes. Vizel. Now, over there in that situation, says the Kafahim, in our Siman Tafresh Pehid, as well as in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin in Orach Chaim, where he speaks about Kriyat HaTorah, Tafresh Pehid, Dine Arba Parashiyot. Kuf Mem Zayin, Dine Kriyat HaTorah, on days where there's more than one Kriyat. So the Kaf Chaim brings down that even according to Minhag Sfarat, to say two Kaddishim is only applicable when you have two Sfarim. And also for us, if you have three Sfarim, and then the first one, that can happen also sometimes on Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where you can conceivably have three Sifrei Torah, over there, in general, you'll read 6 Aliyot in Parashat HaShavua. But if you had Mosifim, and you had 7 Aliyot in Parashat HaShavua, Leminhag HaSfaradim, we're going to have a Kaddish party, right? We're having 3 Kaddishim, Shtabach Shemo. I don't know why people, it's a big thing, it's a zechut to say Kaddish. But sometimes I've seen places that they want to be Marbeba Aliyot so that they can say another Kaddish. It's not a mitzvah to be Marbeba Kaddishim. That's the Ben Ishai talks about that also. In Parashat Vayechin, Dine Kaddish. So, Mikol Makom.
The Gemara said with the Kaddish, the person went from Gehenna to heaven.
Yeah, but everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. 2 days ago's daf brings down about Ben Azai, who lost his mind as a result of seeing the Ziva Shechina in the Pardes. It brings a pasuk in Mishle. It says, Matzata Dvash Echol Dayeka. When you find something sweet, when you find honey, eat. Only a little bit. Why? Because if you eat too much, you're going to throw up. Evanta? Exactly. Now, Kaddish is like dvash. Kaddish is like honey. But what? Yeah, not too many. Now, just like this. As follows.
Something you need, you have about 5 Kaddish.
Yeah. But you know it's even worse? I'm going to tell you this because I love you. But you know what's even worse than being marbe b'kaddishim? Being marbe b'ashkavot. Being marbe, that's even worse. And that's, you know, that's criminal. Anyway, b'kitzur, rabotah, huh? Hostage situation, that's right. You have to, when the gabay or when the chazan starts being marbe b'ashkavot, he takes the tzibur hostage, and we have to send in the negotiating team to start releasing hostages. Anyway, mikol makol, rabotah. Yeah, sometimes I had this joke in my shul. That when, you know, sometimes it's very hashkavot are like quantum physics. Okay, I don't know if you learned quantum physics, but it's based on chain reactions. You know that. So now every hashkava has a chain reaction. You know that, right? There, I call them legitimate hashkavot versus illegitimate hashkavot. Legitimate hashkavot, yeah, Moshe, what's a legitimate hashkava?
Yahrzeit.
What's an illegitimate hashkava?
Abraham
ben Terach, yeah, Terach ben Nahor, yeah. You know, when you go all the way up to Adam ben Hashem, when you go all the way up, all the dorot, those are considered. I've heard Moshe ben Amram before. I've heard. Those are considered illegitimate hashkavot. Moshe Rabbeinu don't need your hashkava. If it's Zayin Adar, leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Do you think your hashkava means anything to Moshe Rabbeinu? Leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Yeah, because not everybody's Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Hashkavot in general, as the Rama and the Ari HaKadosh writes in Shara Kavanot, Rabotai, it absolutely has a base. Absolutely has a base. The Rama and Shulchan Aruch in Chot Yom HaKippurim, HaKadosh in Shara Kavanot. But Hashkavot have a base when they are associated with some sort of mitzvah. That's why the Rama says, why do you usually make hashkavot after Aliyah LaTorah? Because the person just got an Aliyah, and now he's being mitnadev tzedakah. Now when we associate the hashkavah to the donation of the tzedakah, ba'avur shemitnadev kach v'kach, so over there, that
creates... If you have to pay per name, then you wouldn't
spend
so much money.
Ah, so you're saying the thing? New thing. Start charging per name. Now, as follows. Aval, atamat, alani amat. So anyway, aval, not to overdo it. That's the issue. So every day, you know, every Shabbat, when there's this whole influx of chain reactions of hashkavot. You know, sometimes it's like an itch. It's sometimes for certain, it's like an impulse. You know what I'm saying? When you have an itch, you scratch it. So when people hear Hamanachim, they just hear the word. It's like a trigger. They get they get triggered.
And they don't able to shoot and without hashkavot.
Well, you know what? If we're being totally honest with ourselves, the thing that you just said, hashkavot make minyanim. Sometimes the people who only come to shul for hashkavot won't be kasher leminyan. So I would take that back. Anyway, mikon makom.
And it was, Rabbi,
yeah, yeah, but then we'll rely on everything. Mikon makom. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. You know, just watch what you say. Anyway, mikon makom. Let's be, if we're being brutally honest and halachic with ourselves, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Mikon makom, rabotai. That being said, so the running joke in our shul is when there's the chain reaction hashkavot after mashlim of Parashat HaShavua, when people start blurting them off. So the minhag in our shul is to make hashkavot for anybody who died in that parasha. Yeah. So last week's parasha, we had to make hashkavah lishloshet alafim ish, right, for the 3,000 people that were killed by Chet HaEgel. Some parashiot, you have Korach, Datan Vaviram. Sometimes it's Bilam ben Beor. So yeah, you make hashkavot. If you, fair is fair. If you're making hashkavot for everybody, then make hashkavot for the people in Parashat too. No discrimination. Every Tisha B'Av, you have to make hashkavot for 15,000 Jews.
No, 600,000.
Shouldn't you make it for the most recent Jew, or else you're doing it on a past one? How do you know I wasn't metachin?
You're saying a good slur. I'm not the seer of the hashkavah duo. You know what
I'm saying? Those neshamot have definitely been megagel already. Wouldn't you do it on a more recent gilgul?
If you know it.
How do you know?
You don't know, but...
Anyway, mikol makom rabotai, chazara le'anyaninu, if you have one sefer Torah, there's only one kaddish after mashlim, even though you're going to say parashat shkalim afterwards, and right after the parashat shkalim, if you only have one sefer Torah, no more kaddish, you will go directly to the birkot haftarah.
What's the reason? One kaddish per sefer Torah?
That's the... Because since you made a new kriah, in a new set, according to Minhag Sfaradim, Rabotai, listen carefully. The formula to necessitate a new Kaddish, another Kaddish, after the Kaddish you already did on Mashlim, is a new Kriya, not a repetitive one, in another Sefer Torah. If you're missing any one of those things, then you do not say the Kaddish. Ashkenazim have a different Minhag altogether. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. There is a Gemara in Masechet Bavli, Megillah Daf Yudim Amud Bet, it's also Yerushalmi Megillah, in the first Pirek Halacha, hey, everybody knows that why do we read Parashat Shkalim before, either before or on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Listen carefully. So there are two reasons. First of all, because the Gemara says, the easiest answer, the first Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim says what? First Mishnah says, Be'chad be'adan mashmi'im ala shekalim. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they would start, since the new korbanot of Chodesh Nisan had to start being, what money did they have to use in the Beit HaMikdash? From the new shkalim. So when would they start reminding people to give their donations of machatzit ha-shekel to the Beit HaMikdash? They would tell them already from the Chodesh Adar. Hence, we read Parashat Shkalim already from the Shabbat of, or before, this year it's before, some years it's the Shabbat of, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, obviously, this year there's two Adarim. Maskanat Gemara and Halachan Shulchan Aruch is that the real Adar, will the real Adar please stand up? Which is what? Which is whom?
It.
Adar Hashem. Now, Rabotai, as Dota.
Nakhon?
Yeah?
Dovon. Dovon.
Not Dota?
Dota is two.
Oh, okay.
Second is the second.
Dovon.
Good. No, he says like this. Now,
Haram either or is kosher stuff. It's kosher stuff.
He's the only person in the world who has the name Yanko. I don't know. Now, right. I had a Saba whose name was Yanko, but he was Ashkenaz. Anyway, Bikisura Botai. The Gemara says another reason why we read Parashat Shkalim pre, either on or pre Rosh Chodesh Adar, is the Amar Shlakish Galui v'yadua lifnei mishmadai ha'olam Hashem knew she'atid Haman lishkol 10,000 kikar kesef. That Haman weighed 10,000 silver talents against Am Yisrael in order to destroy them. Haman mutav she'yakdimu shiklehem lishkalav. Right, Hashem wanted to have Am Yisrael preempt their shkalim to counteract Haman's shkalim. Good, nice pshat. Apol b'seder. Yeah, that's great. Refuah l'makan. Now, that in and of itself is a wonderful pshat. Tosfos on the spot takes it a step further. The Tosafot say very, very interesting. The Tosafot say that if you count the machatzita shekins of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, it comes out to 10,000 silver, 10,000 kikar kesed, 10,000 silver talents that Haman weighed. Okay, that's Tosafot, very short and sweet. The problem that many Rishonim and Acharonim have with understanding this Tosafot is how does that add up?
10,000 to 10,000.
Well, let's make the cheshbon. Enter Chizkuni in last week's parasha. Yeah, Rabbeinu Chizkiya ba laTosafot, who has Pirush of Chizkuni. If you look in the Mikraot Gedolot, it's in the back over there. So he says like this. Listen carefully. Says the Chizkuni, how did we get to 10,000 silver talents? Watch his cheshbon. He says, in general, Yemesh shenotenu bahim talents. Kikar is called a silver talent. It's like a you don't call it a loaf of silver because that's just weird, right? So you call it a
talent.
Yeah, this isn't a sangha we're talking about here. You know what I'm saying? No, it says like this. Now, Mikey, talk to me. Oh, now we're good. Okay, so now he makes the cheshbon. He says, Yemesh noten bayim shivayim shana. Most people live for 70 years. Yeah? The chiyuv of machatzita shekel started, says the Torah, mibin Aisrim Shana Vamala. So that was at 20. So the average, let's take the general average for the people in the Midbar, for the Jewish males in the Midbar who were donating Machatzita Shekel, how many years were they donating Machatzita Shekel for?
40 years.
Hello, they're living for 70 years. They start donating
years.
At
50 years.
50, yeah. So we take an average of every Jew in the Midbar giving Machatzita Shekel for a grand total of 50 years. Okay, Rabotai, stay with me. Now let's make the cheshbon of machatzita shekel. The Rambam writes in Pirik Aleph, Minchot Shekalim, that every machatzita shekel was worth 2 dinar kesef. Yeah, because 1 shekel is 4 dinar, making a half shekel 2 dinar. Okay, stay with the cheshbon. Now, it says like this. Let's make the cheshbon. If every Jew is giving 2 dinarim per year, for a grand total of 50 years, how many dinarim? 100 dinar per lifetime, per Jew. Let's assume for a second. Now, if 60 people, yeah, if 60 people give their, in their whole lifetimes, their dinarim, their 100 dinarim, yeah, that's 60 money. Now he says, which is 1 kikar kesef. 1 kikar kesef. Remember, 100 dinar is 1 money. 60 people giving 100 dinar is 60 money. Okay? 60 money equals 1 kikar. Okay, now let's make the cheshbon. If that's for 60 people. Times 600, right? That's for 60. Now, 60 times. Huh? No. 60 times 60,000 is... No. To get from 60 to 600,000 is 10,000. It's 10,000. That's 10,000 kikar kesef. Says the Chizkuni, that's what Tosfot meant. When Tosfot said that Haman's 10,000 kikar kesef were keneged Am Yisrael's
of Midbar.
Huh? Of the Midbar, the 600,000, that's the
Chizkuni.
Huh? Yeah, the Dvar Shmuel Abohav also says the same thing in his Shud Var Shmuel and other posti. So that was the cheshbon mitzuyan. Sounds great. Nachon? Maran Zichron Levracha in Chazon Ovadia, very second page, he interjects and he says, bad cheshbon. Why? Huh? Nisht chubi. Why? Because he says like this. Yeah? No, listen. He says, why? Because that's all fun and well according to the Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibar Tenura. And the other Rishonim that say that the chiyuv of machatzita shekel only kicked in at age 20. Hey, wait a second. Wait, what do you mean not? The Torah says midin esim shana b'mala. Yeah, you know that rov kechol Rishonim disagree with that, and they say davka the tumat ha'adanim, the tumah of for the silver sockets of the Mishkan, That was from 20 years old. But the regular stam mitzvat aseh min haTorah every year of machatzit haShekel, netinat machatzit haShekel to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, Rambam, Pirka Aleph min Chotshkani, Ramban ala Torah, last week's parasha, Tosfot, most of Rov Kechol HaRishonim, they all hold that this mitzvah started from age 13 like any other mitzvah. And therefore, the whole cheshbon gets thrown off. Our cheshbon that we said according to Chizkuni only makes sense if you're going from 20 to 70. But if you're starting from 13, now the whole cheshbon, now what?
It's going to be more than that. At least you have the 10,000.
Mazeh Achshav at least. At the Haman.
Yeah.
Says, persons have a name Haman, right?
Trumpton. Get even more than that. It'll be good.
Human, no?
Human.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where to come? I don't know.
No, no. It's not. Human.
Is that a factor?
It's Human. H-O-U. I don't know. It's a different source. No, no. Human.
Ulai ze lo shem kol kach tov. Anyway, bekitzu. Anyway, mikol makom. Alo, takshiv ata. Now, he says, Abotai, listen carefully. This Haman guy, he tried really to focus on a lot of Jewish rituals and dates, but he dropped the ball so many times. I said it telefim kikar kesef, he dropped the ball. Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site, he dropped the ball, right? Because he forgot that it was also his birthday, Gemara says. Anyway, mikoy chamor ktsa. Anyway, right? Tagidu la chamor azeh bishmi? Shu chamor. Yeah. There's a lot of depth to that. Anyway, mikon makom. Rabotai, listen to this.
Baruch Hashem shu chamor. If not, then it would be here.
He's has been barber. That's what he was. Anyway, Mikon Makom. Rabotai, listen carefully. Yeah. Remember, the Gemara says, how many years was Haman unemployed from being a barber? 22 years. Yeah. The Gemara says he was such a rasha, even when he was Oleli Gdula, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him back to his first occupation. Yeah. Vayisaper Haman, he went back to giving him Mordechai haircut. Anyway, Mikon Makom, Takshivata. Firm there, Gushkon. Now he says, I'm a double agent. Anyway, so he says like this. Huh? But I firm there. Listen to this. Tekshivu tov tov. Shelot u'tshuvot Sha'ar Ephraim, which was written by Hagaon Ephraim Zalman Margolius. I don't know. He writes another cheshbon. He says, no, when Tosfos says that Haman's aseret alafim were keneged machatzit ha-shekel, again, it's a little bit, he said, it's a little stretch. He says it's not talking about machatzit ha-shekel. No. He says it's talking about parashat arachin. You know, at the end of parashat b'chukotai, the Torah speaks about when a person can donate his self-value to the Beit HaMikdash. It's called erech, right? When a person says erki alai. Now, what is your monetary value relative to the Beit HaMikdash? No, what's the value? Oh, the Torah says there's a chart. Depends on your age, depends on your gender, depends. Oh, what's the highest erech in the Torah?
20.
Oh, the highest value in the Torah for arachin is 50 shekel. Okay, now Haman wanted to be a Talmid Chacham. Aval haya chamor. So what did he do? Now he says, you know what? I want to donate to Ahasuerosh the maximum value that the Torah ever prescribes for an erech. For a personal donation value, even though it's not applicable to every age and every gender, I want to give the maximum. Now he says, what's the maximum? 50 shekel. Now let's make the cheshbon. How many dinarim are in 50 shekel?
Well, I said it's 500.
Every shekel is 4 dinarim. Half a shekel. Oh, so therefore what? Every shekel, 50 shekel is 200 dinarim times 600. Now remember, we said what was the cheshbon? There are 60 mane. There are 100. Now, in 200 shekel, I'm sorry, in 200 dinar, yeah, 60 mane, yeah. One second, just to get into the, one mane is 100 shekel. 200 shekel, two mane. Huh? 100 dinar is one mane. Nachon. How many? Let's break it up. Yeah, let's break it up. Ready? One person is two mane. Because he wants 50 shekel is
200 dinar
is two money.
Like 2%.
Now, 60 money Now, how many would you need to get? How many Jews or 50 shekels would you need to get to 60 money?
30 people.
Now, if you make the cheshbon, now he says if you make the cheshbon to 10,000 money, 10,000 kikar, there are 60 money per kikar. You make the cheshbon, it comes out for all 600,000 Jews, 50 shkalim. 50 shkalim per 600,000 Jews, you get to 10,000 kikar kesef. And that was, says the very, very interesting part, the
and a mathematician.
Yeah. Here, listen. He says, Haman ratza latet ha'erech ha'male lekol echad v'echad m'Yisrael, machatzit ha'shekel l'shishim ribo is me'a kikar. Now, nimtza shelefi cheshbon shekel shalem yagia l'matayim kikar. According, one shekel comes out to 200 kikar. V'chamishim pa'am matayim kikar. If you do 50 times 200, so you, in 10,000 kikar, you have 50 shkalim for each one of the 600,000 Jews. And that was Haman's kavana. Now, many acharonim jump on this pshat and they say, hey, wait a second. It's a little bit of a stretch. Why? Because Tosfot says, machatzit ha-shekel and dine arachin are two different cheshbonot entirely. So now you made a nice pshat for Arachin if Tosfot would have said that. Yes, it is a little shvara. Whatever it is, this is what we're trying to accomplish to offset Haman. That's why, by the way, also, even though we don't have the actual machatzit ha-shekel, we do zechir machatzit ha-shekel. Also, the minhag is to do it when? Pre-Mikra Megillah. So that, because in Mikra Megillah, what do we have? We have Haman's plot to overthrow, to get the Jews killed and whatever. So we try to preempt that. That thing by Minchav the Ta'anit to do that. So, Rabotai, we'll stop here for a minute. Yeah, and this is on, I'll say a vart on the parsha. Yeah, this is Gishmak Amaisis.
How does someone come up with this?